Support for your public radio station comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle is a local, mobile community bank providing financial services to Western New York for 150 years. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Time for the WXXI Business Report with Randy Gorman today, looking at everything from the local employment numbers and renovations at some area top stores. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Beth. Yeah, let's start off with the jobs numbers. We got those late last week from the New York State Labor Department. The number of private sector jobs in New York State did grow by more than 18,000 to a new all-time high. But locally, we did not see too much of an increase, at least in terms of private sector employment. The Labor Department says the Rochester Metro saw only about 200 more jobs in March compared to this time last year. State labor analyst Tammy Marino says it's not too unusual for the job gains to be relatively modest in March.
Hiring slowed somewhat during the month of March this year, and that's fairly typical for this time of year. Some of the weather-dependent industries, primarily construction and recreational activities, tend to shed employment during the winter months.
But Marino says we usually see a pickup in the second quarter, with this area generally seeing an increase of about 10,000 jobs over the next 3 months. There was a big move in the cannabis commercial market last week. Canopy Growth, that is the Canadian pot producer that locally based Constellation Brands already has a big stake in, Canopy has agreed to buy a New York-based marijuana company called Acreage Holdings for nearly $3.5 billion. But there's a big major contingency here. The deal by the Canadian firm will only go through when recreational pot is legalized at the federal level. Of course, that could take some time, although a spokesman for Constellation Brands says they think that will happen eventually, but he says you just can't predict the timing there. Upstate Niagara Cooperative has completed the acquisition of the former Alpina Foods plant located at the Genesee Valley Agribusiness Park in Batavia. The Western New York-based dairy cooperative announcing last week they've signed a purchase agreement to buy the facility from Climb Your Mountain. Now they've moved ahead with that. Exact plans on when it will reopen and just how many jobs might be added there, we don't know yet, but Upstate Niagara is working with the Genesee County Economic Development Center on that project. The New York Wine and Grape Foundation getting a new home. As of May 1st, the foundation will be relocating from New York Kitchen, that is the former Wine and Culinary Center in Canandaigua, to a new office at the Cayuga Business Park in Penn Yan. The executive director there, Sam Filler, says the move's being made to accommodate a growing staff and offer more educational programming. The Cuomo administration says that sales of New York-produced food and beverage products at specially designated events and locations hit a record high last year. Taste New York is what they call it. Sales grew to nearly $18 million in 2018, about $1.7 million higher than the previous year. The business was helped by the opening of six of those new Taste New York markets at various welcome centers around the state where you can buy local products like syrup, fruit, and vegetables. Monroe County partnering with Ledestri Food and Drink, the City of Rochester Literacy Volunteers, and Rochester Works for a job fair that's going to be held tomorrow. According to County Executive Cheryl DeNolfo, the Recruiting on the Road job fair on Tuesday will feature more than 60 positions that Ledestri is trying to fill. It will be held noon to 3 at the Danforth Community Center at 200 West Avenue. Tops Markets investing $40 million in renovations at some stores in western New York. They're mainly in the Buffalo area, the Adirondacks, the Southern Tier. The closest one to our area is in Leroy, but the company says there will be more stores that will see renovations in phase two of that program. Tops, of course, coming out of bankruptcy. They were in Chapter 11. They came out of Chapter 11 late last year. And later this week, Xerox discussing the company's first quarter results and guidance. That'll happen on Thursday before the markets open. Of course, we'll have the details for you right here on WXXI. I'm Randy Gorman, WXXI News.